Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this Week in Skating. We scour the internet so you don't have to in order to focus on the confirmed news and updates.
This episode, we're bringing you the news and updates through April 8th. We're actually recording a little bit early here on April 8th because I have to go and cover the eclipse. Where I live, we are in the path of totality, so it has been crazy here. I guess we're expecting like 500,000 people possibly here. I'm not sure, but I have to go cover it. And so our normal time, I'm probably going to be working on a story. So I told Daphne, I said, can we record a little early before I get involved in eclipse mania?
Yes, it's definitely a bit crazy. We are also in the path of totality. And I'm not as into the eclipse, I think, as a lot of people. I'm really going to be just monitoring and making sure that my cats don't look outside or up because they have a tendency to do that and it's not okay for their little eyes to be looking at it. So I'm going to be taking care of that. And you may be surprised that we're even doing a weekly episode because I think we said that we had already done our last one. However, we could not leave our synchro teams without sharing our thoughts on the World Synchro Championships.
Yes, I watched all weekend, so I can't wait to talk about it a little later in the show.
So this one will probably be our last one of the season unless we do a special edition that is talking about some bit of news that comes out. We do have episodes planned. We're in the process of recording some, but we are not planning to come back with weekly episodes until the 1st of June to give ourselves a little bit of a break. It's a lot easier to record interviews and special episodes versus our weeklies, and so making sure we don't burn out, we're going to give ourselves a little bit of a break, and I think we have some great content planned, though, for you guys, so you can watch for that. We will still be posting episodes throughout the next month and a half, but the weeklies are pretty much done, I think, until June, and I think that's okay. That's when the season starts to really get into swing for most of the disciplines. Have no fear, we will do what we always do with blogs on some of the current things that are going on. The solo dance competitions are in full swing, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So we will be posting links to results. It's kind of like a show notes version without our episode. We'll be posting blogs on the website with links to different things every week. So you'll still be in the know of what's going on. It's just, it won't be in audio format.
Right. And speaking of the website, Daphne is giving it a little redesign. So it's going to get a fresh new look here in the next couple of days. Along with that, we will also have the program announcements because, you know, it's that time of year. We wrap up one season. We start looking forward to the next season. And skaters will be announcing their program music. So last year, I was keeping a table on our website. I'm planning to do that again this year. It's kind of ready to go. We're just not going to post it yet until Daphne is done with the redesign. So stay tuned for that as well.
Yes, I'm hoping that sometime later this week it will be done. I know exactly what I want to do with it. It's just making sure that I can make it happen the way that I want it to, that I can get it that way. So I'm just going to take it offline for a few days. And yeah, I'm excited to get it back up. It's not going to be major changes, but it will be something a little bit different. So we'll see. You'll get to see it soon enough.
Well, moving on to our general skating news. Hotels became available for the 2025 World Championships, along with the online application form for volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, make sure you go and check out the website to fill out that form. And also, if you are planning to go to Boston Worlds, make sure you get your hotel reservation. I know I have to do that very soon.
Yes, it's going to be very expensive, so it's good to get on it, and that way you can budget accordingly for, you know, the event next year. It's going to be a ton of fun. Gina and I were both at Boston Worlds in 2016. We're looking forward to this one. Going back 9 years after our first Worlds is going to be great, and this time, not only for our individual websites, but for the podcast as well, and we're hoping that Mateo will be joining us again at the competition. So, fingers crossed.
Yes.
So, the ISP at U.S. Figure Skating was updated, and skaters and teams are added based on criteria that was set by the USFS discipline groups and sent to coaches during the new season, and names are removed when retirements, splits, etc. are made official.
Well, some synchro news. Miami Varsity Synchronized Skating announced that Katie Nyquist is the next head coach of the Miami University Synchronized Skating. She is replacing Carla DiGirolamo and assistant coach Leanne Shocker, who announced last December they would step down at the end of this season. Katie was most recently the head coach with the Denver Synchronicity organization.
Best wishes to Katie as she takes over the helm. Both Carla and Leanne were coaches for quite some time, so it's fun to get some new perspective and carry on that great tradition that has been going on at Miami University. So we don't have any updates on any of the safe sport cases right now, so stay tuned on our blog for any updates. And again, as we said, we'll record special episodes if anything comes up that we feel we need to.
So, moving on to our event recap. Well, as we said, it was the World Synchronized Skating Championships that took place this past weekend in Zagreb, Croatia. I was watching on the live stream all weekend, just because last year I was there in person. I loved the event so much that I was so invested in watching it this past weekend. Not the same. I definitely will say going and experiencing it in person is totally different than watching it on a live stream, because you don't get that same aspect of seeing the whole program from one viewpoint. You're kind of, you're at the liberty of the what the cameras want to show you at a certain point. So very different. Zagreb, Croatia hosted the event for the third time. They were supposed to host the event in 2021, but it was canceled due to COVID. So Lake Placid was supposed to be in 2020. Croatia wasn't supposed to be in 2021, and both were canceled. So they both got the opportunity to host them. Chris Howarth and Danielle Ostrower commentated the coverage. Now, Danielle is the director of the synchronized skating for Teams Elite in Northbrook, Illinois. So it was very nice to have her on for the coverage because she knows synchronized skating.
Oh, yeah.
And it was definitely, she provided a lot of insight. She wasn't talking a lot during the skates, which was great. I really enjoyed, again, both of their coverage. It was great to hear them both. I don't know if they did it in Lake Placid, but again, I was not listening to commentary then. Watching it from my perspective, now I need to ask Robin, because she was there, and there may have been more people behind the judges, and you couldn't see that from the live stream, but it seemed like there was a less crowd than in Lake Placid. But I'm going to ask her. I'm going to, you know, Robin, what did you think of the crowd? But I will say the enthusiasm and the cheering that is synchronized skating was in full force. Didn't matter if there was a little less people there in the audience. You heard them. They were loud and proud. I have photos of fans with their patriotic attire on, so I will definitely go and check those out at FSO if you want to see what the synchro fans look like, because they go crazy. So let's get started talking about the event, the short program. I just want to mention briefly, two-time world champions Les Suprem of Canada had a 0.89 lead over last year's silver medalist Helsinki Rockettes of Finland. Team USA's Hayden Nets were in third, less than 2 points out of second, but Finland's unique. Last year's bronze medalists were just 0.24 points out of third. So it was really close between the top four teams. And that's why I just wanted to mention it. After the short program, I was like, oh, this is pretty close here. There could be some changes. And that's what we saw. Again, if you have not watched synchronized skating, you should. You should definitely check it out, because the level of skating is outstanding. I was telling Daphne before we started recording, when you watch the free skate, it's like watching cheerleading on ice. The things that they are doing, it's just like pyramids and they're tossing skaters. It just resembled cheerleading. And Daphne knows a little bit about cheerleading because she's done some cheerleading in the past. So yeah, that's how I kind of explain it a little bit, is some of the things that they're doing is kind of reminding me a little bit of cheerleading, but they're on ice and they are standing on metal blades. So
yeah, that's a bit trickier.
There's no mat on, yeah, on the floor or anything like that.
It's a much harder fall.
Yes. Well, the first team, I want to talk about the last group, because the first team in the last group was Team Unique. Again, they were just sitting outside of third place. They earned level fours on 8 of their 9 level elements, only dropping a level on their pivoting block. They earned a free skate score of 150.61 and a total score of 227.11. I thought they had a really good skate, and they set the bar high for the rest of the group. I just thought, well, you know, there's still more skaters or more teams to go. I thought the judges may have been like, okay, we got to see what's coming there. But they put out a really good skate to kind of like say, hey, we want to be on the podium. Second out was Team Nova from Canada, who was appearing in their first world since 2019. And one thing I want to say is, unlike figure skating where the top teams get 3 spots, the top teams in synchro only get 2 spots. So for the past few seasons, it's been Team Nova and Nexus from Canada kind of battling for that other spot, Alesa Prime having a spot. So it's unfortunate because there are a lot of really strong teams, Canada, Finland, United States, that don't get the opportunity to go to Worlds, and they are world level competitors. But you only get 2 spots. It's unfortunate. So they were 5th after the short program, Team Nova. They had a fall on the move element. They earned a free skate score of 139.49 and a total score of 211.58. Third to skate was the Haydenettes, who skated to Who Wants to Live Forever. In my opinion, it was the skate of the day. It was just incredible. Great speed, great ice coverage with their traveling element, great musicality. It was just, they were so in sync. It looked so good, so better than last year's free skate in Lake Placid. Their creative element at the end of the program was a highlight for me. They earned all level fours for all of their 9 level elements. Their total element score was the highest of the event. It was 81.87. Their free skate score was 157.111, which was a season's best, and they earned a total score of 233.85. Following their skate with 2 teams left, they knew they had secured a medal for the first time since 2016. They just had to wait to see what color it was. Again, it was so... that was the program for me. It was just great. And I was so happy for the Haydenettes, because I know they were disappointed with last year. And here they are, 2 strong skates. Their short program was really good too. And so very well deserving of a medal. Fourth to skate was Helsinki Rockettes. They had to have a flawless skate. They had to have no mistakes to beat the Haydenettes. But unfortunately, they left some points on the table. They struggled with the group lift, which only earned a level 3. Their pivoting block also earned a level 3. They earned a free skate score of 151.84, and they were behind the Haydenettes with a total score of 229.84. And last to skate was the 2-time world champions, whose free skate was a Mount Everest themed skate. Their opening creative element was outstanding. So if you haven't seen it, or haven't seen photos of it, they kicked off, it kicks off the program very well. It looks like, I say it looks like a mountain, pyramid, whatever you want to call it, but they're in like a, they're holding each other up, again, like cheerleading lifts, and they are then dismounting one of the skaters. They're dropping her into the arms of two other skaters below. So again, when I say, if you're not watching Synchro, please do. It's just some of the coolest things they're doing. They had great ice coverage in their move elements. I just didn't think it was their strongest skate. I loved the program. I just didn't think it was like, I don't know. It wasn't the skate for the my favorite skate of the event, but it was still very good. They earned a free skate score of 159.08 and a total score of 237.97 to claim their third consecutive world title. So the Haydenettes took the silver, first medal since 2016. This is the highest placement for them at the World Championships. They've only won bronze five times, 2010 to 2013 and 2016. Helsinki Rockettes claimed the bronze medal. Team Unique was fourth, Nova was fifth, and the Skyliners, who also are competing at the World Championships for the first time since 2019, they finished in sixth place, which was their highest placement.
It was definitely a Finland, Canada, USA vibe in the top six.
Yep.
So I have questions for the next time that we have a synchro expert on. I've got questions.
Okay. Well, we are working on that, and that should be hopefully very soon. We should be doing a little synchro interview. So we'll just, I'll tease that for now. But we'll move on now to solo dance.
Yes. So Helsinki Solo Ice Dance International took place in Helsinki, Finland. There was a paid live stream through solidsport.com. And this was the first international competition that was specifically designated or recognized by the ISU. There have been other competitions, which we'll talk about in a minute, that have included solo dance or been focused on solo dance, but only a few competitions this year have been designated by the ISU as international competitions. And the way I look at it is very much like a Senior B in a Challenger Series event.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Like you look at the Lake Placid Ice Dance International or Pavel Roman Memorial is another one. And then you look at something like Nebelhorn Trophy or Finlandia. That's kind of the difference, I think. So Brooke Tufts, who is the U.S. national champion, won the event, with Alana Pong of Great Britain finishing with the silver, and Natasha Griffin, also of Great Britain, winning the bronze. It was really great to see the number of teams, especially at senior, junior, advanced, novice, and from all different countries, which was exciting to see that solo dance is becoming popular, not only in the U.S. and Great Britain, but beyond that. So Karan June of Germany won the junior event with Lily Bakhtiar of Great Britain and Ava Rajanova of Finland winning silver and bronze respectively. Lily Pang of Great Britain was in fourth and Mina Esfandiari of the U.S. finished in seventh. She had the third best free skate, so she made up some ground after the rhythm dance. And Rana Tapti of the U.S. won the advanced novice event. There were also intermediate novice and basic novice events. And then a little precursor to this, basic novice is equivalent to our juvenile level. Intermediate novice is equivalent to our intermediate level. Advanced novice is more of our novice level. So the ISU changed some of the terminology. The way that we look at it, it's not the same. It doesn't line up. We haven't, the U.S. has not adjusted their terminology to match up with what the international or ISU looks at when it comes to the naming conventions of events. And we're not the only ones. Canada has not either. So it's just, it's a little bit different. So moving on to the Unicorn Dance Trophy, which took place in Hoorn, the Netherlands. This was an event that included solo, but was not designated by ISU. So Charlotte Manfield, who was 8th at the 2023 U.S. Solo Dance Nationals, competed at the event. Her mom, Laura, messaged us to let us know that Charlotte was the only U.S. skater to compete. She was first in the rhythm dance and first in the free dance to win the junior solo dance event. Even though Charlotte is a U.S. senior level solo dancer, she passed all of the tests to get there. She can only compete as a senior domestically. She's too young because of the age rules to compete as a senior internationally because of those age limits. So she basically had to learn two rhythm dances this season and free programs just so she could compete at an international competition, but as a junior. Charlotte was the second U.S. solo dancer to compete internationally and the first U.S. solo dancer to win an international medal on the junior level. Of course, our good friend, Lucas, won an event a couple of weeks ago at the senior level. And so that's kind of the solo dance roundup. Of course, we are in the middle of the NDS for solo dance. So those results are going to be coming in every week and we will be linking to them.
Yes. Well, this past week in Cleveland, now there was basketball going on in Cleveland, the women's basketball, yeah. But there was also adult nationals that took yes. place in Cleveland. So we will put the link in our show notes so you can check out the results there.
So the Israel Figure Skating Championships, which were postponed from December due to the ongoing crisis in that area of the world, April 3rd through the 4th, senior men Mark Gorodnitsky was the only competitor. Senior women Maria Seniak won. Senior dance Maria Nosovitskaya and Michael Nosovitsky won over Shira Ishilov and Dmitry Kravchenko. Junior men Tamir Cooperman came up from second after the short program to win. He landed a clean triple axel, triple toe, and triple axel. In the junior women's event, Sophia Schifrin also came up from second after the short program to win the event. Junior pairs, Sofia Enkina and Nikita Kovalenko were the only competitors. And in junior dance, the world junior silver medalists Elizabeth Kachenko and Alexia Kolyakov were also the only competitors.
Well, the Black Sea Ice Cup took place in Bulgaria this past weekend. And South African Nationals took place March 10th to the 13th in Cape Town, but the online results were just published this week, so we'll have that link in the show notes.
Well, Stars on Ice Japan wrapped up its tour on April 7th. You'd have to be under a rock to not see the number of videos that have been posted out there. It has been amazing to see all of the fun that the skaters are having on this tour. It's great. The Canadian tour starts on April 25th in Halifax, and there will not be a U.S. tour this year. That was announced earlier.
Well, Amber Glenn and Jason Brown were the guest stars in the Skating Club of Boston's Ice Chips, which was Saturday and Sunday. There's photos and videos all over social media, and On Ice Perspectives was there too, so I'm sure we'll be seeing some videos from some of those performances.
So moving on to recent interviews, Golden Skate had an article on Amber Glenn as she's focusing on next season after her turbulent season.
U.S. Figure Skating had an article, it's called Rock the Rink, Lifetime Adult Competitors Walter Horton and Angie Prevost, and it said they will take the ice at this year's adult championship. So it was a pre-adult championship article.
So Skate Ontario, PJ Kwong had a catch-up conversation with Carol Lane, and Skate Infoglass had an interview in French with Louisa Demojet and Theo Lemercier.
Well, Lindsay Wang and Luke Wang's off Ice podcast had their end of year shenanigans episode on April 7th.
Moving on to social media updates. So I was sad to read this. Ivan Shmerako, he's a Ukrainian skater and he's gone back to Ukraine to train, said that today he experienced his first competition free skating day after hearing a missile whistle at night. So sad. So scary. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Keeping him and all of Ukraine in our thoughts. Jenna Hauer posted on Instagram that she and Benjamin Starr are no longer skating together. The two were the 2023 U.S. Junior Bronze Medalist and the 2024 U.S. Junior Pewter Medalist. They finished eighth at the 2023 World Junior Championships. Wishing them both the best in their future endeavors. I'm sorry to see them both not skating together because I really enjoyed watching them and I really loved that costume this year that Jenna had on. So best of luck to the both of them.
So Villard Delon's figure skating school in France posted that Lou Koch and Lucas Chateauneuf are a new ice dance team. Another new ice dance team, Tallulah Neary and Alex Brule, are going to be training with Ben Augusto in Colorado Springs, and they will be representing Great Britain.
Well, this was an interesting social media update. One of the ice surfaces in Beaujerville, Quebec, has been named for Marjorie Lajoie. How cool is that?
How cool is that? Yeah, I saw the pictures of her there with her name on the wall, and it's amazing to see athletes be celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, especially this season, Marjorie Lajoie unfortunately got a concussion, and she and Zachary Laga missed part of the competitive season. Of course, they came back at Worlds and skated so well. But this is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, so cool.
So Julia Epps and Blake Gilman, their U.S. junior dance team, spent a week training at IM Ontario. So they shared that and thanked the coaches for having them there. And Harlow Stanley and Seiji Urano, they are a new ice dance team from Mexico. Harlow announced that on Instagram.
Well, moving on to upcoming events for the week, we're going to talk about some events taking place this coming week and then some that are coming up in the near future. And then we're also going to talk about some upcoming shows because this is the time of the year where it is very busy with shows. There's a lot of end of the season shows, a lot of spring shows, so we will talk about that as well. So some events taking place this week.
The Triglav Trophy and Narcisa Cup will be taking place in Jesenice, Slovenia from April 10th through the 14th.
The National Intercollegiate Final is taking place in Lake Placid this week. Karen Chen is possibly going to be there. I believe also Sasha Fear, Audrey Liu, their teams did qualify. So that will be an exciting event taking place in Lake Placid this weekend.
So in the weeks ahead, we have competitions coming up, including the second ISU-recognized solo dance competition, the Solo Ice Dance International, the Pickin Solo Ice Dance International, as well as their 2024 Pickin Dance Classic going on at the same time from April 25th through the 28th. And then Thailand Nationals will be taking place in Bangkok May 3rd through the 6th. So interesting that countries do their nationals what seems like so early compared to the other countries.
Yeah.
Or late. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we just had nationals a couple months ago, so it's so weird that now some other countries are doing their nationals.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah. Well, as we said, we're gonna mention some upcoming shows that are happening in the coming weeks here. Because again, shows, this is the time of the year for all those end of the year shows and tours. So a show happening April 9th, so tomorrow, Kings on Ice, Tallinn, Estonia, Ilya Malinin, Luna Hendricks, Javier Fernandez, Lukasz Bryszky, Alexander and Mikhail Selefko, Nina Protrikina, Arlette Lavandi, and more are going to be participating.
Yes, and the Tournée L'Équipe de France, which is the French national skating tour that's been going on for ages, is taking place from April 8th through the 21st and will feature a lot of the top skaters in France.
April 12th to the 13th is the Skating Club of Wilmington's Spring Ice Show in Wilmington, Delaware. Olivia Flores and Luke Wang are the guest skaters.
On April 13th, the Skating Club of San Francisco's 2024 gala honoring Charlie Tickner. Skaters include Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Jeremy Abbott, Massimo Scali, Paulina Edmonds, Ellie Kortiak, and Timmy Chapman, Daniel Merzin, Michael Zhe, Mia Kalin, and Sierra Vanetta.
April 19th at 8 p.m. is Gold on Ice at the Ion Arena in Leesburg, Virginia. And this cast, Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Isabeau Levito, Deanna Stiletto-Dudek, and Maxim Deschamps. This sounds like a really good show. It's like the world reunion.
Three of the four world champions and a world silver medalist. Yes. I mean, what more can you ask for? So April 19th through the 21st, Showtime on Ice, taking place in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, Amber Glenn and Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea. Speaking of champions, two national champions there.
Yes. April 19th to the 21st at the Mick Fredrich Sports Center Spring Ice Show in Chicago, Illinois, Alexa Kinnearm and Chris Kinnearm are going to be skating.
I saw some videos of them getting back together on the ice. It was a lot of fun to see them skating together again or practicing together. April 26th and 27th, the Patriot Ice Center Spring Show in Newark, Delaware. Amber Glenn, along with Ting Shui, Sydney Cook and Matthew Kennedy, Manuel Savory, and our very own Jordan Cowan, On Ice Perspectives, will be filming.
Well, Nightingales on Ice is taking place April 27th and May 4th at the Salt Lake City Sports Complex. Caitlin Hawaiik and Jean-Luc Baker are the guest stars, and it's great that they're going to be skating because we haven't gotten to see them this year, so nice to see them as a headliner for a show.
Definitely. So on April 27th, the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation's second annual Skate to Eliminate Ice Show in Simsbury, Connecticut. Skaters included will be Katya Gordieva, Victor Petrenko, Maxim Naumoff, and Alisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov, Ava Ziegler, Jimmy Ma, Kirk Hagito, and Skyliners Jr.
Well, May 6th at 6:30 p.m., Ice Theater of New York's Benefit Gala and Performance is taking place at the Sky Rink at Chelsea Piers in New York City, and the gala is honoring Merrill Davis and Charlie White, Tanith Bellman White and Ben Augusto, Sandra Bezick and Judy Bloomberg. They're also, Ice Theater of New York has regular home season performances on May 3rd and May 4th at 7 p.m.
And finally, from May 10th through the 12th, the Ice Works annual Spring Ice Show, taking place in Aston, Pennsylvania. Skaters include Phoebe Becker and James Hernandez, Michael Solonowski, and Julia Epps and Blake Gilman.
We will have all that information in our show notes. So if you're in any of those areas and want to check out a show, we will have the link on how you can get tickets and all that in the show notes.
Well, that brings us to the end of our planned content. Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com. And as we said at the beginning of the podcast, it may be off for a few days, depending on when you're checking out the website. So just stay tuned because a new website is coming soon. On social media, you can follow us at the former site, formerly known as Twitter, at ThisWKInSkating, Facebook and Instagram and Threads, it's This Week in Skating. We'd love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
If you're enjoying our episode, join us on Patreon in our community there. We're at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Now that we have reached the end of our second season, we intend to be over there a little bit more, asking questions, building up our community. We have a couple of patrons. We have a couple of patrons already. And we kind of want to build that up to be more of a community. Before we sign off, we like to shine a lens on what's going on at our respective websites. At IDC, I am posting photos from the Van Camp Invitational, which is a competition that had solo dance. So Melanie has been sending me some photos. I have a couple of galleries up now, and I will be adding some more. I'm also updating our solo dance section as more information comes out. And I created a solo.icedance.com link. It goes directly to that hub, so it's much easier to find. What about you, Gina?
Well, Scott talked to Oksana Bayul about her 30th anniversary of winning gold in Lillehammer. That article has been quite popular, so if you haven't seen it, go check that out. And then photos and the recap from the World Synchronized Skating Championships are also up online.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!